100 Love 191.
Loveline starts now.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm very excited for two reasons tonight. One is Dane LaTosh is back.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Very excited.
Oh, yes.
And secondly, just because he did such a good job last night, I wanted to sort of give him a chance to see what he could do in the host position. So I'm going to kick back a little bit and just cruise and let Daniel carry.
It's exciting. Now I'm going to get tons of emails tomorrow going, thanks for ruining the show. Why won't Adam come back?
So, well, we got those yesterday. But, you know, at least we try something different tonight.
I'm give a little me the tired, pills, too. Skipper. By the way.
You're tired?
I'm very tired.
What have you been doing?
Marching all day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, for your brethren.
No. I went to the Duke campus and marched with the Black Panthers.
Oh, nice.
Very exciting.
That's good.
They love comedy. Blue collar. Go figure.
I know. I saw them cracking up.
No, I can solve our immigration problem instantly.
How?
Has anyone considered buying Mexico?
Hmm?
Their entire economy is based on the garage sale. I'm sure it's not that expensive.
Sam Houston had that idea at one time, you know.
Really?
Well, I think he was more interested in just conquering it.
Okay.
He didn't want to pay anything for it. He just wanted to have it.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. I like it down there.
Do you?
Oh, yes.
You could have land on the coast. It's beautiful, seacoast.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, let's get a caller here.
All right.
I'm going to start. I'm excited. This is my first time saying this.
We're going to even have him punch up the calls. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
How about Meredith?
We're going to go to Meredith right away.
All right. There you go.
Meredith?
Hi.
23 from Kansas.
That's right.
Oh, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, what's your question for Dr. Drew and me?
Well, first of all, nice speaking with you guys. But, yeah, I was hanging out with this guy that I had met initially at a bar. I know that's probably a bad start, but we'd hung out the day after we went out and drank. And actually, I got a call from the lady that I worked for to come over to her house while a maintenance guy came over. So we were hanging out in her basement, you know, just making sure nothing happened, nothing got stolen or anything. But there was some heavy-petty going on, a little bit of making out and everything, but randomly.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm totally confused.
Okay.
To set this story up again, you were where?
Okay. We were at...
Is it bad that I already stopped listening? I'm like the worst host.
I know.
You were good because it was impossible to follow. You had great instincts to shut it down and waste your energy.
I didn't want it to be too long, but yeah.
Okay, where were you? Give me the who, what, where, and how. So you were where?
Okay. So he and I were at the house.
Who is he?
The lady, this guy.
Where'd you meet him?
Just this guy. Oh, my God.
Where'd you meet him?
I met him at a bar, and then we started talking on the phone a little bit, and then we met at another bar and hung out, and then
Heavy petting. Like, okay.
Yeah. Right,
okay, then you went to some house.
We went to the house of my employer.
Why?
Because she had a maintenance guy coming over, and she decided to call me and ask me if I could come over just for like
a half
an
hour. I see. And he sort of clung along.
And he said, yeah, I'll go with you.
What kind of job do you do?
I clean her house.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you're in the basement, and there's the idea was
in the basement.
All right.
Yeah.
And who's upstairs?
And the garage door repairman.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. This is like
a setup for a porn scene. It's like a porn movie.
I want to know what the question is.
Right,
I know. Okay. So randomly, and I'm telling you, this is really random. This is like over the clothes petting, you know, making out. But he says to me, do you mind if I shoot on your back? And
shoot
I was kind of dumbfounded about it. And being as sarcastic as I am, I said, of course, no. And he was like, well, where do you think that I, what can I do? Where can I do it? And I said, how about that Sonic cup over there? Just joking around.
Is this a commercial? Do you work for Sonic?
No.
Okay.
So listen. So he grabs the cup and literally jerks off and does it in the Sonic cup.
How long did that take?
Oh, probably about 3 minutes.
What did you do?
Very impressive.
3 minutes is a long time.
I pulled the covers over my head. I was humiliated for him.
Covers? Wait, I thought you were just in the basement.
Well, we were in the basement, but it's a real, I don't know, there's like three couches and there's a big TV. Well,
this guy's got a porn palace.
He's Sir Walter Raleigh. I mean, this is her employer's house.
Yes.
And she's dating somebody from the cotillion class.
I decided to bring over, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's all class. Do not let this one go.
Well, how did you, what happened, I don't know, what's the question? So he jerked off in a cup?
The question is his name
Steve-O?
Do you guys normally just pick random, you know, fast food joint cups to do their business in? I thought that was the strangest thing I had ever seen and or heard of. But he acted like it was no big deal.
Did you leave the cup there?
Yeah, you got to dispose of it. That stuff will smell.
Oh, my God.
My boyfriend has kids, and I was like, you better throw that cup away.
Yeah, you have to throw it. I once left a cup of it on top of a television for like a week.
Oh, that's disgusting. What kind of mold grew in it?
I don't know.
What did it smell like?
A child.
Like a placenta or something?
No, I don't. It was bad. Just get rid of it. Well, that's disgusting. Thanks just for sharing that.
Do not let this one go.
Okay.
This one's too good.
All right.
So, Meredith, what are you going to do with this guy?
Well, I don't know.
He's obviously a keeper.
Yeah. And, you know, he's quick.
Yeah. Well,
3 minutes is not quick.
And by 3 minutes is a boxing round. I mean, that could seem like a long time when you're sitting there.
Especially when you're uncomfortable and there's a guy with his penis in a cup.
I know. He called me again, and I don't know.
Have you seen him again since?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
All right, maybe leave it alone. He doesn't sound like your kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't think that.
What do you do for a living? Just to fill this out, flush it out completely.
What does he do for a living?
Yes.
Zoe said he works for a lawn care company.
Beautiful.
That sounds about right.
A little fertilizer.
He's all about spraying all over.
Yes, I got it, Meredith.
He was marching today, I bet.
Where's the hi-hat, Anderson? Okay.
Okay.
All right, Meredith. Well, this guy's a keeper, obviously. So
thank you, Meredith.
Along. Move along. Put that into life's great
story.
Thank you. We did indeed, and put that into life experience. And thank you for sharing, though. I do appreciate that.
All right. Now we have Jessica here from Denver.
That's Daniel Tosh. And what do you think, Daniel? It's a good story?
I think it was a great story.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm fascinated now with the computer just for a little bit. Okay. I have to learn to multitask like most men. I cannot. Jessica, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your question?
After that story, I'm sure everybody's great. I had a question. I practice mortuary science here in Denver.
Mortuary science?
What is mortuary science? I don't know.
I'm a mortician.
Oh, yeah?
Embalmer.
Yeah. Yep.
Is your favorite show CSI?
No, Six Feet Under. Plots.
Oh, yeah?
So what about Six Feet Under?
That's a good show, too. I like that one, too. Okay. It's eccentric. It's good.
All right. So what's going on?
I've been dating this guy for about a year and a half now.
Let's first get... Is he alive?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not necrophilic.
That's a kind of scary laugh. Okay, and?
Anyway, I don't really... He knows that I'm a mortician in what I do, but I had a case last week that was pretty intense for me, and... You know, he's like, what's going on? So I told him about it. And then ever since then, usually he's, like, really intimate and very touchy. And
hold on. Let's stop on that point for a second. What happened?
Well, I had a child reconstruction case.
What
where,
does that
mean? You know, the child had head trauma. Oh. And we do
Were you good with puzzles as a kid?
Yeah. Yes, I was. So, I mean, it's just tough stuff in general. And
you know, Jonathan Davis, this lead singer of Korn, used to be a mortician, and he developed PTSD from a couple of those kinds of cases.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I got into it because I went to school for massage therapy, and we did exam
right.
in the lab.
Well, who doesn't?
And, I got really involved in the whole human anatomy thing and the energy, and I think that working there is, like, I think it's a peaceful place.
Yeah, but Jessica, it's the exact opposite of anatomic energy flow. It's the anatomy's there, but there ain't no energy.
Well, I mean, just as far as being there, like, it's not hectic, you know? There's nothing there. So I don't feel like...
No pressure.
Right. So... I don't
know. Head trauma like a car accident or something?
Yeah. So, it's just hard seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when he asked me about it, you know, I told him just because it's an outlet and I needed somebody to talk to about it. And then since then, like, he's just really withdrawn from me. Like, I don't know if he's disgusted or if he just...
Well, that's a lot to sign up for.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Some people can't handle stuff like that.
I would be one.
Yeah.
But then again, if you lose half your fingernail, I might break up with you. Or whatever. That's my own thing.
Miss Dantosh.
I just wondering if that's something just... I mean, I don't want to talk to him about it anymore just because I don't.
Well, here's the deal. Jessica, look, you have to be able to go to the people you care about with things that are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's stuff that's hard for him to sort of deal with, I mean, certainly you've got to gauge that. I can't talk about a lot of stuff I see in you know, medical right. practice and things. People flip mm-hmm. out. Not only can I not talk about it, because you're not allowed to, but if I needed to sort of in generalities talk about the feelings I'm having, people don't want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you really keep that client, patient
absolutely,
thing?
Absolutely.
Come on.
1,000%. 1,000%.
You don't ever joke about it with your buddies?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, did you help Jessica?
No, Jessica, I think though, just ask him. What, you want to call him?
No, he's probably asleep by now, but...
I can wake him up.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica.
Okay.
All right, kiddo. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. I think ask him, see what he says. If it's a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker. You're not going to give up your career because of it.
I didn't like that either.
It
all right.
Brought everything to a grinding halt.
I know. My fault, and I
talking
picked
about
it.
Dead people.
Let's hopefully Jake here from Utah can lighten things up. Jake?
Yeah.
You're on. What's your question, buddy?
Man, I have this, like, slight twist in my penis. I was wondering if there's anything I can do about that.
Switch hands when you masturbate.
Well, that's something to that.
Oh, is it?
I mean, I think you can kind of bring it over.
You've got to be kidding me.
But is it a curve?
Comedy is dead on.
Is it a curve or a twist?
It's a twist.
It's a corkscrew.
Yeah, it's, like, counterclockwise.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. It's a little lean to the left a little bit. Yeah, there probably are ways to fix it, but I wouldn't get into it if I were you. Is it causing pain?
No, not really. It's just fine.
Yeah, no trouble.
Do girls freak when they see it for the first time?
No, I don't think they really notice.
Yeah, then don't worry about it.
How about children at a bus stop?
No bus stop flashing.
All right, good.
All right, Jake.
Sorry, buddy.
Thanks. Don't worry about it.
Make sure you sit when you pee.
Sorry, if you're having trouble, it's probably a Peyronie's type thing. You can take a little vitamin E. Sometimes that helps, like 400 to 800 units of vitamin E. And if it starts causing pain with erection or having difficulty with erection, then you'd want to see a urologist.
All right, cool.
There you go.
Let's see here. We got Melanie?
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm all right. Oh, my God.
You're on with Dr. Drew.
Talk to you guys.
And Dan Tosh.
And Dan, you can't call me Dan Tosh. You know why? Because my father's name is Dan Tosh.
Daniel Tosh.
And I feel like my father
when
you say that.
I hear you. I get it. Melanie, what's going on?
I just wanted to ask Daniel if, like, his, like, your comedy, do you speak from experience or do you just make stuff up or go with stuff you hear or what?
No, most of my comedy is based on lies. I'll be quite honest with you. But then
so
that would be a lie. What's that?
You didn't play The Floor is Lava?
I did play The Floor is Lava as a child, of course. That part was true.
Who doesn't?
That's a great game.
Wow.
But no, I find my life was boring enough to live that I wasn't going to relive it every night on stage, so that's why I just make stuff up.
That's so cool.
All right, Melanie.
Where'd you see him, Melanie? You're 17.
I saw him on Comedy Central, and I recorded it, and I showed it to all my friends, and, like, we love it. We watch it every time they come over.
That's very nice.
I went online and heard some stuff, and a friend of mine had, like, an album or something, like the CD burned.
I do have a CD. Please feel free to steal that off the internet as well. I have no problem with that. I only make $2 a CD from Comedy Central anyway.
Really?
So what's that to me? No, I'm told it's a great deal. All right, Melanie, thank you very much for calling.
Thank
I'm sorry
you.
That my comedy's lies.
Love it.
Okay. Oh, I messed up.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, you go.
All right, hold on, let me try this one more time. Here we go. Don. Don?
Yep.
What's up? You're on with Dr. Drew and Daniel Tosh. What is your question, sir?
All right. Well, me and my girlfriend were going out for probably about 2 months, and we had sex the day we met, and ever since then we've had sex at least twice a day.
Give jobs?
Go to school?
No, neither.
What?
How do you support your sex habit?
Teen clinics, free condoms.
Okay.
No, yeah, but I mean, how do you eat between the sexual acts?
Good question.
I just got to jack off.
All right, nothing?
I just think people that give us J-O-K answers ought to be sort of punished a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get back to them. Maybe we get back to them. Let's see.
Okay. Do you have any preference here? I'm trying to...
Candace.
Candace? We're on with Candace. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
What can we do for you?
I have a question. Obviously. I wanted to know why I felt dirty after sex.
Every time?
Yeah, like, well, my first boyfriend, he was my first time, too. I didn't feel dirty after him, and I've only been with two guys, and I'm with the same guy, my second guy right now. And I always feel dirty after sex, and I don't know why.
Does he treat you sort of
in
such a way?
No, he treats me fine. He treats me like normal. I mean,
Were you raised to believe that sex is dirty?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay.
No, but what?
I remember when I was like little, like seven or something, I caught my mom cheating on my dad with some Hawaiian guy. White, and then another time she was cheating on him again with some other guy.
how awful. So that's got to leave a lot of weird feelings about sex behind, right?
I never confronted her that I knew.
You did or didn't?
I didn't. I never did.
Maybe you ought to. What did you actually see them having sex?
Yeah.
Why is that bad?
As you were 8 years old?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I saw my parents having sex before.
It explains a lot.
It's not your parents. It's your mom and some guy.
Yeah.
My mom made me call every guy dad.
Oh.
That was only when they were having sex with you, though.
No.
Yeah.
Now, Candace, seriously, that can affect people rather profoundly. I mean, you identify strongly with mom, and you saw her doing things that you sort of felt were sort of scary and dirty and frightening. And, of course, that stuff can be re-evoked. How is your parents' marriage now?
Filthy.
They fight a lot. I think they're, like, I'm moving out in the fall, and I think that they're waiting for all the kids to grow up so they can just split. I don't think they're really in love or anything like that.
Right. And then I understand you saw them having sex. How did your mom not know it?
I don't know. I think she just kind of blocked
it out.
What's
she supposed to do? I mean, she was getting nailed.
Yeah.
It's not like she's looking around to see who's watching.
But they were like a hotel in Hawaii, and the daughter walks in. It's like, oh.
It was like, we were in Hawaii. The first time we were in Hawaii, and it was some Hawaiian guy, and I was in it was like a two-bedroom condo or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was on the second bed, and they were on the other one.
Was he a good-looking Hawaiian guy? Because I'm picturing, like, the typical guy with the huge belly and the lay, the grass skirt.
All I remember your mother. Is, like, I looked up and I saw a guy's butt.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's going to leave you a lot of funny feelings, Candace. So I'm sure if you want to deal with that with your mom or deal with that with a therapist or just let it go, those are your choices. But I think best thing to maybe talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
And it's not you, it's your mom who's dirty. Remember that.
That's right.
Well, she's not, like, I think my dad, when I was little, me and my mom, my dad was a drunk, and he hit us a lot.
Boy.
He doesn't do that anymore, but that's probably.
That's figuring it out.
I think you've got all your problems figured out.
Yeah, you got to figure it out, but as they say, you know, was it 10,000 pounds of...
I'm not messed up at all. Like, I'm going college.
No, you sound good. You sound good, but you're having
I'd love to have a girlfriend that every time we had sex, she's like, I feel dirty. I'm like, oh, thank you.
No,
I guess this means
him.
No snuggling.
It's bothering you. You got to take care of it if you're interested. You do sound fine. You sound like things are going well, remarkably, given even what you've been through. But I would check it out for you. Why live with that? It may turn to something else. It may turn to you feeling sort of disgusted about... The guys disgusted about sex may cause you to cheat.
Totally against that. Like,
hey, that's sort of the circle of life. People tend to recreate what their parents do, so be careful.
Oh, that's horrible. Don't say that.
Yeah, that's what happened. Oh, wait, Dan, you're afraid you might do what your mom did or dad did?
No, it's just so their life is so boring. I just can't imagine having to live it. All right, well, good luck, Candace.
It's on line five.
I don't want five. Let's see. Mike?
Yes.
What's up, bud?
Hi. I was listening earlier, and Daniel Tosh was talking about circumcision and how it can reduce, I guess, sexual pleasure for the woman. I guess he was insinuating it when he said, the other night after she said she was having no pleasure with her circ boyfriend. And I was wondering if Dan
is... What was he talking about?
Mike, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if that was me or not, but I don't remember what you're talking about at all.
Either, no.
He's talking about Dan Tosh, somebody completely different.
Daniel Tosh, you said the sock puppet joke, right? Same night, right?
I did say the sock.
That was you.
That I can remember.
CBS guest Ron. So
okay.
I was wondering when you said insinuating that the circumcision had something to do with her boyfriend not giving her pleasure. If you knew that from experience, are you circumcised, uncircumcised? Or I know Dr. Drew has taken two sides depending on who's on the show. When the CBS guests were on, he said all the benefits.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
We don't know what you're talking about, Mike.
Hold on. First of all, the fact that he's like, what was I insinuating when I said, and I'm supposed to remember this, but that's fine. Let's just get a few things clear immediately. I am circumcised, and I am glad that I lack pleasure down there. I get plenty of pleasure. And
right,
I don't want more.
Right, it's too much. And not only that, nobody gives a rat's ass about how you feel about circumcision, Mike. Nobody cares.
I don't care about it.
You do as you please. It's a free say. You do as you please. But yeah,
well, I think he's accusing you, Dr. Drew, of being wishy-washy on the whole issue.
There's some medical evidence that it may prevent cervical cancer, that it reduces the rates of transmission of HPV and HIV. And if you want to sort of take that into account, and there are no cases of penile cancer so far in a circumcised male, and that makes a difference to you, fantastic. Then get circumcised. If it doesn't, fantastic. Don't. Enjoy. I mean, it's way too much. I've already, even in this minute and a half,
don't get so heated
too
up.
Much, because people call about that topic all the time, and I find it insane that people spend a moment of energy on that topic. You do it or you don't do it, and that's it.
Drew, we must know about the CBS thing that he was talking about. Please.
What is it? What's he talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. We must know.
Oh, I see. Okay, wait.
You want to hear this guy again?
Yeah. What do you... Oops.
No.
By five, yeah. What do you mean CBS thing? What is that?
When the CBS guys were on and, you know, all the execs were listening, you said all the benefits, you know...
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about when the CBS guests were on from the CBS
What are you talking about?
One Tree Stump, or I forget what the show is called on CBS.
Mike, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Come on, the guest from CBS.
Mike, let me explain to you something. When you're trying to
first of all, I have no idea whether someone's on CBS or NBC or anything. I have no idea what even that means. So I don't know
I was just saying you said all the benefits, which are, you know, true. But when another guest was on, he said circ was mutilation, and you said, I agree with you.
Wasn't my voice.
Yeah, it was. There's only two male voices on that.
Why would I suddenly say something that I don't... What I, in fact, remember saying one time was...
Did you fight him, Dr. Drew?
That they now have anesthesia, and so there's nothing. You know, you don't even feel anything. There's no argument. You do what's medically appropriate, and that's that. And that's
I'm against it.
Well, yeah, the guest was talking about circumcision. You said, and he said it was mutilation. You just agreed with him, which is...
Half the time, Dr. Drew is phoning it in up here. He's barely listening. So come on, don't hold him to everything. If he may have said that,
if I said, didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it.
An error. Brief lapse of judgment.
I know there's a lot of executives and high powers.
No, Mike. Okay, no, nobody
it.
Tells
no,
us
I'm
anybody.
I'm not listening to this anymore. Knock it off.
You're completely wrong.
He's
on that
gone.
One.
I don't care.
You better look at your own paranoia about that topic.
I'm trying to be funny today.
I get producer Annie here to tell us how often people tell us what we can't talk about, or who listens to the show from CBS.
Please let me talk to Michelle first.
Mike, keep listening, because I'll bring producer Ann here to give you a little primer.
Nobody's
on
listening.
Who listens.
Yeah, Michelle,
for sure.
Michelle.
We've got to take a break, though. After Michelle tells us. Go ahead, Michelle.
Michelle, what's going on?
Okay. I heard, in a magazine that it's normal for a girl to, have, a nickel size of discharge, every day.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's, a problem with me, but I at least go, I have to, change the underwear at least twice a day. I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing, because,
All right, Michelle, hold on. I know you don't know. Hold on. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and answer your question, okay?
Okay.
Hang on.
We'll be right back.
Don't get the panties in a knot. We will be indeed. 1-800-LOVE-191, and we will return after this.
Welcome back to Loveline. You're listening to Daniel Tosh and Dr. Drew, and I'm
Daniel Tosh. Well done, Daniel. Well done.
Oh, man, this is exciting. I'm working the board, which explains why my comedy is a step slow. Let's see. We left with Michelle.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get her back on the phone. Michelle.
Hi. Hello.
All right. You were saying that you're having to change your panties twice a day?
Yeah. I have to, change my underwear twice a day.
Please say panties. Always say panties.
Okay. I have to change my panties at least twice a day. Like, I don't know. Like, I read that it's normal for a girl to, like...
It's not.
Sort of, like, well, some women do have more discharge than others, and particularly around the time of your period. Have you noticed it gets worse then?
Yeah, it actually does. Yeah.
Oh, so it is from your vagina.
I'm sexually active, too, and, like, when I'm having sex, like, it's even, like, twice as bad, and, like, I don't know, like, of course it's normal when a girl is, like, you know, in the mood and they're horny and that happens, but it's even worse when I'm doing it.
Are you on the birth control pill?
Yeah, I'm on birth control.
Have you noticed that made it worse?
I never really noticed it. I think it's actually always been, like, I actually started my period kind of late. I started my period when I was, like, 16 and a half.
Yeah.
Which was later than, like, most of my friends, at least.
Yeah, it's late. So. All right, here's the deal. It's normal.
Yeah.
It can be worse from the pill sometime.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's worse with stimulation, but there's a range of normal, and this sounds normal.
Okay.
Sometimes the smaller dose pill, the pills without so much estrogen, can dry this up a little bit, but it's not necessarily something you want to do. It's just one of those things, and it's normal for you, and it's fine.
So what kind of underwear do you have to wear now?
Okay.
Neoprene.
Ugh.
Okay?
That's not good.
Okay, thank you.
It's fine, Michelle. Good luck.
Good luck, yeah. Sorry about that. Joe?
Yes?
What's up? You're on with Dr. Drew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
Good.
Hey, I have a question. I've been with this girl for about a year, and around New Year's, I was going to stop talking to her, and then she called me back and said that she was pregnant. And
you? With your child?
Yes. And I'm pretty sure she hasn't been messing around with anybody.
Okay.
And, you know, this girl has done a lot for me that no girl has ever done for me before. All the things that I've wished...
child.
Girls to do for me, you know, in every way, you know.
Well, then why were you going to stop talking to her right around the time she got pregnant?
Well, I don't know. It's just, I didn't feel anything, you know. Like, you know, it was cool. I always wanted a girl like this to do things for me like that. But
like what?
I don't know.
Give me an example like, what she does for you.
Does she cook for you?
Yeah, she cooks for me. She does my laundry.
Okay. No, this is good stuff.
Does your girlfriend do that?
No. None of that. That's why I like to hear that it actually exists.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, this, I couldn't ask for anything more, you know, and then...
All right, Joe, what's going on now? What's happening?
She's pregnant.
Okay, she's pregnant. We've been together for about a year, and she told me she was pregnant, so I kind of worked things out with her, and things are going good, and then she keeps telling me, you know, that... that I have another girlfriend, but I spend every waking minute with her, and she
girls can get feel very vulnerable and insecure when they're pregnant.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yes, and your job is to make them feel very safe and cared for.
But
you have to lie and say they look beautiful during the pregnancy.
And all that happening, it's like pushing me away.
I like the glow of a pregnant woman. I'll be honest; I think it's attractive.
And I'm not feeling, you know, sexual. You know, she gets mad because I'm not feeling sexual towards her. But you know, I care a lot for her. But I just don't feel sexual since she's been pregnant. You know,
some guys shut down. That's all right. Where is she in the pregnancy?
She's 6 months right now.
Yeah, 6 months is when they start to get very sexually aroused all the time, and that's one of God's great tricks on humanity. There have been many, but that's one of them.
Yeah.
So you can expect that. Enjoy.
All right.
You know.
Fine, Joe. Stay with her. Protect her. Be good.
Good luck, Joe. All right. Let's go to Katie. Katie?
Hi.
You're on. What's your question for Dr. Drew and Daniel Tosh, who has a new album out in stores? True Stories I Made Up.
Oh, that one,
man.
Yeah.
It's
with
a good
the corporphagic chapter.
Yes.
My question is, sometimes when I come, it's really like white or thick, and then other times it's really clear, and I just didn't know if that's bad or if
no
guys are the same way sometimes.
It's just different flavors,
right?
Have you tried both? One is vanilla, the other one is more of a
mint, peppermint.
Peppermint.
Okay, well, that's, I guess,
oh, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with
you. It's all fine, Katie.
Okay.
I mean, there might be other things
good
wrong,
times,
but
it's not the discharge.
Okay.
Helping lots of people in that day.
Sure.
Well done.
Oh,
well,
I don't want to help people right now.
Yeah, too bad.
Let's go. Katie?
Doing it whether you want it or not.
How are you, Katie?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's that?
Did you have two Katies in a row?
I did. That is weird.
Oh.
I didn't even think about that, I'll be honest with you.
Story of my life. There's always
random
more Katies,
events. Right?
You seem winded. Are you doing sit-ups?
No, actually, I'm writing a children's story.
You're writing a children's story?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Let's hear about your vagina now.
Well, it's lonely.
That's what the story's about.
No, I'm an education major. I have to write a children's story.
Oh, gotcha.
No, well,
what's your question?
My question is, I'm 21 years old, and I'm still a virgin. And I'm like, I know I'm a dying breed. I'm one of two people I know over 20 who's still a virgin, and I'm just...
You are the only person. That other person's lying.
No, believe me. He's pretty sad.
Wow.
No, and he and I used to be really good friends, and he turned into a...
Why are you... Is this a choice that you've decided to make? Are you going to continue to be a virgin for the rest of your life?
No, or, and that's what's really...
Is it a marriage thing?
Like, it's not a choice thing. It's kind of by circumstance.
What's... Why? What
Name your virgin friend.
Well, I don't want to... He's an ass.
You guys should... Don't swear. Come
Sorry.
On.
What do you mean circumstance?
I don't know. Like, my friends tell me they could hook me up anytime I want. They could, you know, I just go and have sex with a guy, but I don't want that. But
you should. Your first time should be meaningless, I think.
Just get it over with?
Yeah. Chalk that one up.
Well, see, that's what I don't know. I'm tired of being the only virgin I know of, like, only virgin girl I know of, really. Apart from, I have, like, one friend who's incredibly religious, and she's still a virgin, and she plans...
Why are you so fat?
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah, but not recently.
Yeah. Why don't we go get a boyfriend?
Well, it's not working.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing, is I don't know if I'm not flirting right or what, but it's just, I've gone on, like, 4 dates, and I've been...
All right, here. Katie, I don't do this often, but what you need to do is just walk outside and scream, I will have sex with anyone. And I guarantee you're going to get some callers.
But that would just make me look desperate.
No, it doesn't.
Just makes you honest.
No. Desperate's not what I'm picking up with you.
I'm just tired of it. I'm going to Germany in June, and I'm just thinking there's going to be some...
Oh yeah.
Germans.
Oh, boy. Oh, Daniel was born in Germany.
Sure.
Look what happened to him.
Laughing time is over.
Well, I don't think you have a really serious problem. I think you...
Yeah,
do.
I think you'll be fine.
Just
decide what you
want to
do. You decide what you want to do. Find a good guy and try to have a little bit of a relationship first, and then get on with it. Okay.
Either that or hire a hooker.
Don't want to do that. It's too much money.
No. Oh. See, she's got her standards way too high already. It's too much money. All right.
Stacy, line one.
Stacy. Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. What's your question this
evening?
I
have a question for you. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. He's 8 years younger than me, and he seems to look at pornography and its grandmothers. What the
is
hell
it Ashton Kutcher?
Grandmothers.
By the way, he was 16 and you were 24 when he got involved with you.
No. That's not true.
I just did the math.
How old are you?
I'm 28 now.
And he's how many? 8
20.
Years younger?
Yes.
That okay, that's 20.
16 and 20. That puts it 16 and 24.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel horrible because they made me make my age younger than I am.
You're even older?
Oh, see? Dr. Drew?
I'm 34 and he's 26.
All right, okay.
That wasn't my fault.
That was
Dr. Drew and his investigative reporting.
Anyway, what does that mean that he likes to look at old women? Old women. I don't mean women.
That means you're going to have a boyfriend that's going to be faithful to you for a long time. Isn't that a good thing? Honestly, I...
Does that mean pornography or that he was molested by a grandma?
Yes,
it
does.
It makes you wonder, but you know, it can serve you well, I suppose. Daniel's got a point there.
There's a good chance his grandmother...
What does he say?
...stuck a finger in his butt when he was probably 14.
He says it's interesting because it's just interesting. But
no, guys do not...
This over and over and over, it's got
to
serve
no,
the
no.
purpose.
No, no. Guys find something interesting. They look at it twice, and that's it.
Well, that's a train wreck. There's nothing hot about old
people
having sex.
You're freaking Daniel out. He's more uncomfortable now than when we were talking to the mortician earlier.
I'm so jealous of this guy, though. He has so much to look forward to.
I'm not getting any advice.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you seriously should stick with this guy. I mean, honestly. Your laugh lines aren't going to exactly
turn them off. See, we know how guys are, and guys have their thing, their sweet spot, and they stick with it. And if that's something coming for him, you got a lot to look forward to.
What scares me is that he works in the medical force and he deals with old women.
Doing what?
Rescuing them.
Rescuing them from what?
Oh, your boyfriend is so sick.
Rescuing them from what?
I can't say. He's a medic. So he,
why can't you say
burning
what
nursing homes? What I understand. What do you mean rescuing them? You mean he just picks up people?
He hangs out in an old folks home.
He takes care of old folks a lot, and I'm wondering, is he being turned on during this?
Nah.
You know?
I think he just wants to see if he sees any of his, you know.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about that.
All right.
It's not weird?
Yes, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Whoa, don't get me wrong. It's beyond weird. It's disgusting.
Oh, great.
It's okay. I do gross things. My girlfriend doesn't like it.
Like what? Come on. Give me one.
I don't know. Maybe occasionally I belch.
Oh, please. Come give me a good one.
What? I mean, that's it. I'm close to perfect. Look at me, for God's sakes, Dr. Drew.
What I'm saying, I want something real out of you.
Nothing to worry about, huh?
No, yeah, I'd say not.
Well, no, I would say yes. You do have something to worry about.
It's kind of weird. It means something, but for me, it doesn't mean something specific that you need to watch out for.
Does he look at your mom?
No, but it's weird. They have a weird flirtation, actually.
Yep, that's right. Oh.
I never thought about it till now.
The older the berry, I don't think that applies.
Does
at
he
all.
Encourage you to smoke and spend a lot of time in the sun?
I'm sorry, what?
He asked if he encourages you to smoke and spend a lot of time in the sun.
No, but he spends a lot of time with his mother.
Uh-oh. How's that?
That's what I've always wondered. Just a weird, they have a weird bond, and so that whole porn with women.
Well, maybe that's why he's twisted in that regard, and maybe that bond is a little bit sort of excessive and
you want to be ashamed
poor
of
boundaries.
Yourself.
You know, making him attracted to things that are sort of not quite on track.
I mean, the good news is that your boyfriend's young and your girlfriends are probably jealous of him. And the bad news is he's disgusting.
Thank you.
All right, Stacey.
All right, Stacey. Take care. All right, we're taking another break.
Good. Thank you. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Drew and Daniel Tosh on Loveline. Welcome back to Loveline. I'm Daniel Tosh. With me, as always, is Dr. Drew.
Every night.
I've been here for 2 nights. This feels like home. No, I apologize to everybody at home if you hate me.
Nobody hates you.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure there are people that
hate me. Well, let's hear from the one that hate you. That'd be interesting.
Feel free to call in if you hate me. The phone number is, I don't even have the phone number memorized.
It's up here. It's up there on the top of that screen.
1-800-LOV-191. But let me tell you something. When you spell love.
V-E.
L-O-V-E. I have a BlackBerry that has the two-letter combination, and it's not, the letters aren't synced up the old way. So it would actually ruin it to spell a word on my phone.
You couldn't do it?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have to actually go back and then figure out what letters, A, B, C is on one, and it's not one. It just isn't one skipped.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's talk to Rachel. I apologize. Rachel?
Hi.
You're on with Dr. Drew. What's your question?
Okay, it's really weird. My boyfriend has...
Well, then don't ask it if it's too weird, please.
He wants me to watch porn with him and his mom.
Okay. What's the weird part?
I just think it's really weird.
He watches porn with his mom?
Pornography with his mother?
Yeah.
Is she in him?
Huh?
Is she in them?
I don't think so. He just has asked me several times to watch it with him.
Help me understand. How did this come up in this context? I mean, hey, honey, come on over. We'll sit and have dinner, and maybe after we'll watch a couple of porns with mom. Mom will sit down. Maybe dad, too.
Well they do undo... he might be young, and they do say on the beginning of those movies, I think they're like NC-17.
Watch with parent.
Right. Maybe his mom has to be there.
Takes it quite literally.
For legal reasons.
But Rachel, how did this come up? How did he spring this one on you?
Well, because I was at his house, and... there's like a bunch of pornos in his room, and he's like, "We want to watch one," and I was like, "No," and he's like, "Well, me and my mom want to watch one with you."
Yes.
Maybe he calls his penis mom.
No.
No.
I have a feeling she's gonna be drinking some punch, real soon.
She used to be an alcoholic.
What's that?
She used to be an alcoholic, and he's told me that the craziest thing they've done together was do coke together.
Yeah, there's a good chance they will kill you.
Well, it's weird. And how did you react to that?
I thought he was joking at first, but he's asked me several times now, so I'm kind of weirded out.
And what did you say?
I was just like, I just don't give him a full answer every time he asks me. I'm just like...
All right, get away, Rachel. You're not equipped to handle this guy. It's not good for you.
All right.
Yeah. I just get away. Stay away.
Stay away from the guy that makes you watch porn with his family.
This guy is pulling you into something really bizarre, and you can't say no or express your outrage or your real feelings about it. You're going to be just a pawn in this little family's weird-ass game. How about line one? It's Kristen.
Kristen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Kind of.
What's happening?
What's going on in your world?
I was going to college, and I met this girl, and I've always dated girls. I'm a lesbian, or kind of. And
Why kind of? Why can't? If you've always dated girls, you are because, a dyke.
Reason why I say this is because I've always been with girls, but then I met this girl in college, and she's transsexual.
She has a penis.
Oh. Yeah.
So this is where the kind of comes in.
Damn her and her penis.
She screwed your sort of...
No, your record is tainted.
Yes, the record's ruined.
And it's really weird because I am attracted to females and I'm not attracted to guys. And needless to say, we would have sex, you know, because I wanted to please her, and I got pregnant. I have a baby now with her.
Awesome. Were you on last night when the guy...
There was.
They found a loophole in the no-gay marriages. Here we are again.
Yeah, so the thing is once they have their surgery, it automatically voids out the marriage, so it doesn't actually...
Is that true?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's interesting.
Man, so those damn right-wingers, they've thought of everything.
Got you coming and going.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you still in love? Are you having the baby, by the way?
Has it?
I already had the baby.
Oh, okay.
She's 7 months old, and we've only been together for like a year and a half.
What'd you name the baby?
Cora.
Cora?
Cora, as in C-O-R-A.
Oh, okay. That's
It doesn't matter what it's called. It sounds like Hora, and everyone's going to say Hora.
Well, no. Definitely not Hora. It's definitely Cora with a C.
She'll be on a poll in no time.
My issue is that my self-esteem is the lowest it's ever been, and
why?
I'm bipolar, and I have issues with depression, and when I went through my pregnancy, it was the hardest time of my life, and I would go to her crying.
You couldn't take your meds, right?
Well, I don't take my medication, because I had stopped for a year, and I was okay. Everything was fine.
All right, what do you understand about bipolar disorder?
I understand that there are, you know, manic phases and then depressive.
Right. Lifelong.
Phases.
Right. Lifelong. Marked by relapses.
That's a long phase.
Sometimes you're okay, and then many times you're not. And it's a biological disorder, and the medications keep you in the okay phase. Now, let's take care of this, because a depressed mom is very damaging to the child.
Yeah, but a tranny other mom isn't damaging?
It's tranny dad. I beg your pardon.
I know. Apologize.
Mom, dad. Dad, mom.
The hardest part about it is the fact that she never wants to have sex like lesbians do. And I've asked...
How do lesbians have sex?
Oral sex?
Just oral. And she prefers, you know, penetrated...
Yeah.
Sex. I think
she found the loophole as well to trick lesbians into having sex with a guy.
That's basically what transsexuals do. They lose the penis in order to have relationships with lesbian women. And as Kristen is sort of objecting here, that's the only way a lesbian wants to have sex with a person is if that person doesn't have a penis and is a lesbian.
But she's keeping the penis.
I know that's the loophole here.
Oh.
What's the question? We have a few minutes here, a few seconds, actually. So
what's really hard here is the fact that we stopped having sex. We have sex like once every 3 months.
Not a good sign.
Like, you know what happened?
Is she on estrogen again?
You're straight and you're married.
But see, the thing is, I'm not attracted to men at all.
No.
At all. And I'm not married with her at all. And
sounds like it.
Penis,
sex every 3 months, got a kid.
We have to go to break, Kristen, but the most important thing is you take care of your psychiatric disease, because that's going to spin out of control, and having a depressed mom is not a good thing for a new child.
Okay.
Should I throw this one?
Jeez.
Got to go to break.
Got to go to break.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Daniel Tosh in the driver's seat. Doing a great job.
Oh, I'd say
great
par
job.
At
great
best.
Job. And we will be back after this.
Welcome back. You're all listening to Loveline. I'm Daniel Tosh. Dr. Drew is here. I'm just running the board today because he's, I don't know.
Lazy.
Lazy?
Yeah.
Well, you do have a lot of...
What did you say? I phone it in.
You have a
Thank
lot of...
You were saying that, by the way.
You have
I
a lot of hats.
Maybe warm and fuzzy.
I didn't say you phone it in. I said occasionally you probably don't remember every bit of advice you've given.
No, you said I phone it in.
You have probably phoned... There's no way you haven't phoned it in. How many years have you been doing the show?
Let's see. What's that? Tuesday, Wednesday? 24 years.
24 years. How many days have you phoned it in? All right. Let's see what we got here. I'm going to find somebody good. And by good, I mean horrible.
Line one.
Line one? Done. What's your name? I can't even pronounce
Anita?
It.
Anita?
Anita? Anita? Anita, sorry.
Yeah.
My second
guess. That's how you spell it? You spell it E-N-E-I-D-A?
No, A-N-I-T-A.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Well,
Who
it's not my fault.
Who is the screener that spelled it E-N-E-I-D-A? That's awesome. You're fired.
What's your question, Anita? Okay.
She's really
been marching
weird.
All day.
My boyfriend was a hermaphrodite, and recently he just told me that he wants to have a like he has a penis now, but he wants to get rid of it.
Just switch over to the vagina?
Yeah, and he wants to
so
be
like amphibious
like,
car or something.
He's like into guys, kind of, but not.
Why do you call him?
Like,
why do you call him a him? If you know,
huh?
Why do you refer to him as a him if he's a hermaphrodite?
Because he has a penis.
How do you know he's a hermaphrodite then?
He dresses like a guy, and
how do you know he's a hermaphrodite?
Because he told me.
All right.
And I don't. Like, I still love him, and he's still like. It seems like he loves me, but I just don't know what to do.
It's always very confusing when people call, you know, refer to these kinds of terms. You don't know if it was someone with ambiguous genitalia. You don't know if it's something called testicular feminization. You don't know if it's, you know, true hermaphroditism is pretty ridiculously rare.
And usually you just see them in the circus.
Yeah, right. And if I remember right, it's usually a female with testes that they're somewhere and they're sort of undescended. But so anyway, I don't understand what it is you want. He's saying that he's... gay? Is that what he's saying?
Well, he said that he's kind of into guys.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do? Whatever the reason he wants to break up, you got to accept that.
Some guys will go to extreme lengths not
to break
date
up.
You.
Yes. And the whole hermaphrodite thing is suspect, I got to tell you.
Could be the way you spell your name. Okay. Let's go. We're going to go right here to Elena. Elena?
Yeah, Elena.
How are you? What's your
I'm
question?
Fine. My dad and my uncle and my cousin by birth are all pedophiles, and so is my brother-in-law.
Nice.
Hold on. I don't know any pedophiles. This woman just rattled off a list like she was sending a shot out on TRL.
Here's where that happens. One is that the elders tend to sexually abuse the younger people. And so you tend to get it.
Can legally you have a family reunion, or do they have to be like...
separated? Because
no, we can have a family reunion.
Because there are always perpetrators in there?
Right. I mean,
you're right.
Well,
so anyways,
most of them either haven't been prosecuted or have already been taken to the full extent of the law.
So when somebody comes into the neighborhood and you find out, like, oh, there's a new person moving in, and they report that they're a sexual offender, you're like, oh.
It's Uncle Bill.
I know him.
No, it's the same genes. So, Elena, what are you asking? How is it that everyone has the same problem?
Well, I'm actually wondering, because my sister married a pedophile, if I will or if I'll turn into one.
Here's how it goes. Sexual offenders, you know, people that act out sexually on kids, do not just act out on one kid. They act out on dozens and dozens. So they spread this disease around when they're around. And if your dad happens to be a pedophile, that kind of person is your model for a good person, somebody you love. And so you'll tend to be attracted to people. Hang on. And you'll tend to be attracted to people like that, whether he abused you sexually or not. And if they do abuse you sexually, you'll tend to even be attracted to explicit exploiters, people who are actually active in their pedophilia.
Are pedophiles are bad parents in general?
Yeah, generally I think it's reasonable.
Well, I would assume that they're very attentive to their kids.
Yeah, they love kids. They're like Michael Jackson. They're wonderful. They're so great.
Well, okay.
Boom. My dad pedophile, only bad. Loves my oldest sister, and I wasn't. He didn't do anything to me. It was my cousin.
Did that make you feel fat?
Left huh? out.
Oh.
So what's your question?
So, I've had a lot of really bad relationships. Like
no kidding.
Oh.
A lot. And
sure.
Like I've dated a 30-year like I'm 19 and I've dated a 30-year-old, I've dated a 26-year-old, I've dated a 28-year-old, and I've dated a gay guy, and I was just kind of concerned because I've had such a bad running record if I'll probably end up marrying a pedophile.
Well, I'm worried too. And I tell you, one way you can sort of mitigate the risks is going into therapy and learning to tolerate a real relationship in a close proximity with somebody who's not a pedophile.
Well, I've been in therapy for 10 years.
Keep going. And that will decrease the likelihood that you will marry a pedophile. Same therapist? Same therapist, 10 years?
Huh?
Same therapist for 10 years?
Her therapist is a pedophile.
Good. Uh-uh. Keep going. Stay in therapy. You'll be fine. Okay? Good times.
All right. Wow.
I want to hear line four. I know you're going to spread some wisdom, Daniel.
Ben?
Yeah?
Ben from Detroit? This is Ben Wallace.
No, that's not Ben Wallace.
Okay.
We're going to some math tonight, though. You saw the game?
I did not. Did they win?
Yeah.
Okay. Who cares?
And here we go.
What's your question, Ben?
Well, I was asking about the stand-up comedy type thing. I'm not really... I'm funny.
He sounds so funny, Daniel. This guy sounds funny. This guy's got what they call it.
Listen, you handle the hermaphrodites. I'll handle the comedy questions.
Go ahead.
Ben, what is your question about comedy?
I understand you got to work from the bottom, do the...
Not me. I just walked in off the street, told Dr. Drew I'm hysterical.
First of all, he hypnotized Anderson. Anderson told me he was hysterical.
Stand-up's like anything. If you want to become a stand-up comic, write 3 minutes of original material. Here, this is me being serious. Write 3 minutes of original material, find an open mic night, and do it. And most people will suck for 5 years before you get remotely funny. I, on the other hand, was the exception. I was gifted immediately, a prodigy. So good luck, and maybe I'll see you at a club sometime. Just don't steal jokes. That was it. Sorry. It wasn't really helpful at all.
That's good.
Okay.
It wasn't the usual BS.
No.
Just a little, the unusual BS. Sort of.
Hey,
here we go, Caitlin.
Caitlin?
What's up, Anderson? Wait a second.
Maybe you want to talk to Daniel about Mind of Mencia
It's a great show.
Who was it that was on here that was bad-mouthing him? And
I forget who. Was it Joe Rogan?
Rogan was, yes.
Yeah.
He stole everything he's ever done.
Sure, and he has, but Rogan's weird in his own right. And not that I want to say anything bad about Joe Rogan, because he'll probably want to get me in the octagon, and then heaven forbid I say anything, because I'm not a fighter at all. I have no ground and pound, as they would say in that world. But I hear Mencia, it's kind of like Robin Williams, where they're just so kind of vanilla with their comedy that, of course, they're saying things that have been said 1,000 different times by other comics.
He seemed he was German, and he changed his name, so he sounded like he was Mexican, all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, Joe Rogan's got a better career to be mouthing off than I do, so I'll keep my...
Joe has a sensory deprivation tank he spends hours a day in.
Sure.
He does.
Oh, no, I believe that. I didn't mean that,
Catlin.
Catlin, I'm sorry.
You're fine. I had a question. The guy that I'm seeing now...
Is he in the other room with a knife?
I've been seeing him for about a month, and before that I dated a guy for a year and a half, and I do not enjoy sex, at all. And I don't understand.
I wish I could say that's uncommon, but
no. You're 17, and that's not that unusual at 17. In fact, maybe you shouldn't be having sex at that age.
Well, wait a second. Easy. Slow down.
For her.
And I was sexually abused at 12.
Well, all right, Caitlin, then why does it surprise you that you'd have issues around sexuality?
Well, because it wasn't I've moved on since then. I've been in therapy and stuff, and I've kind of let that part go, and I thought...
There's no such thing as that. It leaves an imprint on your brain. It leaves a sort of a, what's called a residual implicit memory Whether you whether you think about it, can remember it, whatever, it leaves an imprint on how
your
brain develops.
Can you just shake it eventually?
Not really. You can sort of
what if she's with some guy that's really good?
Yeah, then it'll probably freak her out even more. You can sort of incorporate it into your sense of yourself, but you can't let go. Oh, let that go. Oh, phew, that's over with. Boom, boom. No, it's with you always.
It's not that I've let it go, but I've come to accept the fact that it did happen and it was a mistake. And but
just get really good at giving oral.
I've never had a complaint about that, but
well,
it's like, I just don't understand why it's.
Do you enjoy
so
shopping?
Hard. Not really.
Jeez,
what do you like?
Were you molested in a store?
No.
Oh.
What do you like? Kaylin, what do you like?
Sports? I don't know.
Okay. All right. What can we do to help? What's the question?
I was just wondering if that was normal.
No, not normal. It's not normal to have been sexually abused. It's not normal to feel as though sex is something unpleasant. But it's something if you don't like, you ought to avoid and kind of work things out and figure out what's going on before you jump back into it again, okay?
Okay.
And stay in the therapy. Please, dear God, stay in therapy. And don't get pregnant.
Yes, don't get pregnant.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to end every call.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't get pregnant. Okay, Jordan?
Hi.
Hello, Jordan.
Yes, I wanted to know, I'm always aroused when I'm around chocolate sauce.
Chocolate sauce. Not just chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
Like Hershey's?
So that that old fantasy of like the chocolate river and everything like that just sends you through the roof.
So the 70s version of Willy Wonka was really cool. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Try watching it without a hard-on. Impossible.
Yes.
And well, what's your question besides obviously being completely deprived of a vagina?
I just wanted to know if there's such thing as, like, people that are attracted to food.
Liar! Liar! Whore! Liar! Whore! And you know it!
Not that I'm aware of, but maybe this is the first case, so move along. Let's see what's on line four.
Line four, we have Joe. Joe, I'm Daniel Tosh. I'm a par comedian.
hey, what's up, Drew?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, I just
call him Dr. Drew, please.
Oh, Dr. Drew, sorry.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to say what's up, and I also I called a little bit ago, I think like a month ago, about a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
And you gave me advice to get like a BiPAP machine.
Yeah.
And I got it, and it works really well. I just wanted to thank you for that advice.
Good. How much do you weigh?
Oh, and I lost weight, too. I'm down to like 190 now.
Good for you. Did the getting the right sleep apnea treatment help you lose the weight?
Yeah,
it does. It's amazing, isn't it? That's weird. But when you get your CPAP, you get the sleep apnea treated properly, people find they can lose weight more easily.
Yeah, because I get a lot more energy now. Yeah.
Good job. All right, Joe, excellent.
You sound energetic.
Thanks, buddy. All another right. Joe. See, we only do, see how random events segregate non-randomly? We had two Kates, now we have two Joes.
The world is colliding.
Yes.
Joe? Second Joe, what's Hello. Your question? Yes.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I was at school a couple weeks ago, and I heard my friends were talking about like having sex with family members that were like not blood related, and I thought that was kind of weird to me.
How could they be family if they aren't blood related? What do you mean, like step
like,
whatever?
Like an aunt that's not your family aunt or not your blood member aunt, but just
all
like,
right,
just like a family member.
And what were they saying about it? Why did that attract you
that
at all?
That one of them had done it, you know, and they're like, yeah, it's not weird. It's just that they're not your blood members. So it doesn't
all right, hold
matter.
On, Joe. Let me tell you a better story. Not true. I knew this kid, and I think in high school or middle
me.
School, and he dated for all the longest time. Like his mom remarried, like a Brady Bunch thing. You know, it was
he dated the stepsister.
Dated the stepsister.
You know, here's the deal. Many we hear calls all the time where they were dating before the mom and dad meet and become step parents.
I don't even know if they were dating.
But hang on a second, Joe. We're not talking to you for a second. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Let's say you know you're 14 and you meet a girlfriend. All of a sudden, because you're dating the girl, the mom and the dad meet and they get married. Now what?
Yeah, I don't know because they were. Because
bad times.
They had done it once before they were before.
Oh, they're full of crap, Joe. Just you're forget it. You're this nonsense.
I also knew a guy that was married to a woman. They had a kid, and his wife died, and he ended up marrying her twin sister.
I've heard stuff like that.
Oh,
that's weird, huh?
That's completely weird.
Yeesh. And they have a kid.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, the kid probably is, like, if the kid was young enough, like, wouldn't even know. Maybe, like, just, like, pull the massive twin switch.
Were you ever with twins in the day?
No.
Twins ever try to screw you up or anything?
I think we only had, like, one set of hot twins in my high school, and they weren't interested in me at all.
You were in Florida?
Mm-hmm. I went to high school in Astronaut High School, which is a Kennedy Space Center area.
Disney World area.
Yeah, I went to college in Orlando, UCLA.
Wow.
Yeah, it was always exciting.
Central Florida.
Where
nice.
Flat, dumb, hot, and ugly.
What the Magic Kingdom is there?
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Florida. I've never liked it. I had allergies as a kid, so pollen count, no good for me.
No pollen in Florida.
What? Get out of here. Oh,
it just always rains all the time.
No, pollen count gets really bad in Florida. And to where it coats your car, like,
Florida?
Yes.
Oh, weird. All right, let's try line one.
Line one, you're on with Dr. Drew. Adam?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, there's these two girls, right? And one of them I did stuff with like a couple weeks ago, and this other one I just met, and I really like her. And this other chick wants to do stuff with me tonight, and I'm not really sure what to do.
Oh my god. Is it bad that I've been on this show? This is my fourth time being on this show.
You're disgusted with the callers already. It's awesome to see you transform.
Is there any way I can find where you live and kill you, Adam? your question, should I be a jerk and cheat on my girlfriend or not? Yeah, the answer is yes. Cheat on your girlfriend.
Be an a-hole. Yes, of course. That's what we would say. I don't understand. Why do they call with questions? That's weird, right?
Janet?
Yes?
Good evening.
What's happening?
How can Dr. Drew change your life?
Okay, I have a question. I've been sleeping a lot lately, and it's not like I'm tired. I'm tired, but I just, like, fall asleep. And, like, I mean to get up and do stuff, but I'll just fall asleep randomly.
I don't think that's a problem. I do the same thing.
You want any medication?
It's enjoyable.
No, but birth it's control? Like I sleep all day, and then I sleep all night. And
birth control pill?
No.
No medication?
Are you overweight?
Nope. No, I'm actually really skinny.
Are you depressed?
No.
And when did this start?
About 2 weeks ago.
I would go see your doctor. You got to figure this out. There's nothing typical about that, but a lot of possibilities. Depression being the most common, frankly. And then hormonal contraceptives make people very... What?
I just went today, and he said nothing was wrong with me.
All right.
Well, no, there is.
A rally.
There definitely is something wrong. How long do you take showers for, Dr. Drew?
I sometimes shave in the shower, so that adds an extra 5 minutes.
So you have one of those mirrors that doesn't foam?
No, I don't. But I
use electric.
Because I was doing this thing in New York when I was talking to some like print writer or something, and I don't know how we got into it. We started talking about shaving. This guy's like an expert in shaving. He'd done like articles about it and stuff. And I go, I bleed every morning. Every morning I draw blood, lots of it. And he goes, oh, you got to shave in the shower. So I started doing that. And he was right.
You know what I found? I make the big switch from shaving cream to shaving oil.
But I have used shaving cream. Not, but like a cream.
Edible cream?
It's like sour cream, kind of.
Boring.
All right, relax. Anderson.
Anderson,
we're having a conversation here.
I was trying to riff.
We're trying to bond.
Oh,
talk to Josh.
Josh, please be entertaining. What's your question?
I don't have a question. I just wanted to say, the first girl I ever loved, my dad married her mom, and then she married my cousin. Thought you guys.
Hold on. We got to diagram it.
Yeah, because I'm not good at this at all. All right. Your mom.
No.
Your mom and dad.
My mom left my dad. That's okay.
Got it.
And then I was dating this really cute girl named Sarah, and she left me, and my mom married, my dad married her mom, and then she married my cousin, who was like my best friend at the time.
So
Sarah married your cousin, and Sarah's mom married your dad? Ugh. So Sarah became your stepsister?
My stepsister, yes.
But she's married to your cousin?
Yes, sir.
And you had slept with her?
No, I did almost everything else, but I didn't sleep with her.
Like what else?
Did you tell the cousin? Like did you used to talk to the cousin about
it? I'm not going to say it, but it's
No, I'm just saying, let's talk about what you and your sister did.
What did me and my sister did? Let's see, her oral, touchy-feely, I don't know.
I'm going to take it all the way. What's your cousin's name? The boy.
My cousin's name? I'm not going to tell you my cousin's name. I might get murdered. I'd like to live tomorrow. Anyway, I thought you guys might enjoy that. I'm hanging up now. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you.
And start running, Josh. Just go in the layup right now.
90% chance it's Cletus.
Oh, this is a good one. Line four.
Line four, we have Lisa.
You can leave the music on for this one. Yeah, Lisa.
Hello?
Lisa, you're on with Dr. Drew.
What's happening?
Hi. My boyfriend and I were having sex a few days ago, and all of a sudden he pulled out, and he couldn't find where the condom was.
Nice.
And we looked everywhere.
And it was in your sister. No. Sorry.
No, actually, it was my brother. I
why do you have to make it? Everybody has to one-up my joke with gay.
No. Anyway, so the point of this question is that I...
Wait. I'm sorry. I joked, but where was the condom?
Okay, we disappeared for a few days.
Oh. Wait, a few days? You don't give up looking when something is lost in your vagina.
No, but see, the thing is, like, I looked, I checked.
It's not like, all right, it's dark out. We'll start the search tomorrow. We'll get a bunch of people go hand in hand up your vagina.
Right. Well, there was a thorough search, if that was...
All right.
Of the cavity?
Yeah, of the cavity, yeah. Where else? I
don't know. You started looking around the room or something.
I looked everywhere and I found it. Okay.
Oh.
And it was in me, and there was pre-ejaculation in it. I'm wondering if there's a chance of pregnancy or
absolutely.
Infection. What are
No, there's not.
Of course, the contents get spilled.
Oh, it's such a you ruin guys by saying that stuff. There's barely a chance of you being pregnant.
Well, you're saying about the pre-cum thing. If there's enough in there for her to have found something in it a few days later, there was more than just pre-cum in there.
Right, but it doesn't the condom, isn't there enough stuff all over it that it like that kills it all?
No, one of the ways they typically fail is if it slips off and then it spills inside the vagina. That's a common.
Okay. Well, how long can the sperm be in there for, like, still
2 months.
As long as it's still liquid, basically.
Really?
A couple, 3 days. Sperm waits 3 days in the tube for an egg to be released. It sits up there, hanging out, waiting for an egg. Conception happens within 12 hours of the egg being released, usually. Got that, right. Lisa? Here's the deal, Lisa. Get that morning after. Get the morning after pill, okay? We still have time for that?
How long ago was this?
3 days ago.
You go get it tonight. Call 1-800-888 not too late.
Okay.
Number too late. And find a place you can get it without
that's
a prescription.
That's number 8 on my speed dial.
Really? Not too late? It's good. It should be on everybody's speed dial. So you get that morning after pill so you don't get pregnant. A. B. Realize that when things get lost inside your vagina, they can find all kinds of interesting things up there. But the fact is, it can put you at risk for.
I once found
toxic shock syndrome. So it needs to come out when you get something lost up there.
All right, Lisa.
Take a break.
Keep your vagina clean. All right, we'll be right back. Love line.
Are you out there hunting? Are you searching? Are you looking for the one? Even if you have the one, they're probably not the one, let's be honest. Are you too shy to approach people in bars? This is Anderson from Loveline, and I'm here to tell you, you don't have to. With Loveline Mobile 55463, you meet who you want, when you want, on your terms. You can find the right person for you with a simple text message. All it takes is a few easy steps, and you're on your way to meeting the right person for you. Are you a guy looking for a girl? Are you a girl looking for a guy? Or are you a girl looking for a girl, or a guy looking for a guy? Loveline Mobile 55463 will help you find the person you're searching for. That's 55463. That spells out L-Line.
Welcome back to Loveline. I'm Daniel Tosh, a comedian you've probably never heard of. With Dr. Drew, he's here. Don't panic. I'm just getting to run the ship for a little bit.
It's been going quite well.
Oh, and let me tell you, this is exciting. And honestly, sometimes when I'm listening in my headphones here, and I'm not paying attention, I forget that I'm on the show.
You start listening to the show.
And I'm like, oh, I'm just listening to the show in my car.
Yeah.
All right, I won't make that mistake. Here we have, this is going to be the running theme now, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
You're on. What's going on?
Hey, okay. So at our family reunion this summer, my sister hooked up with our dad's stepsister's son.
Hold on. Diagram again. Your sister slept with your dad's...
stepsister's son.
Your dad has... Dad's stepsister, so it's your sort of...
This is like these math problems.
It's your first cousin without the biological attachment, right?
Yeah.
I listen to it, and I can't. There's no way I can figure it out.
This is the weird world we're creating with all these goofy families. What?
I told her it was gross, like, every night. Because she had sex with him, like, every night. And I'm like, that is so disgusting. Like, he's related to us, you know?
Yeah, but there's no blood relation, right?
It's not gross. Dad's stepsisters.
How do you think Adam and Eve's kids felt, huh?
Son.
Talk about slim pickings. No? All right. I still couldn't figure it out, and I don't want to figure it out. It's gross.
It's cousins again, but even though they're not related, it makes for weird family gatherings, that's for sure.
I'm not going to say which cousin, but as a little kid. I had an older cousin that I used to think was beautiful. Beautiful. I miss you, Denise. Okay. Now we are going to talk to Kim.
Uh-oh.
Kim?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much.
What's your
question this evening?
Yeah, I was wanting to know if it's, like, a cool thing to get turned on by masturbating in public where you could get
caught.
Thank
you. Is it a cool thing?
To masturbate in public?
Yeah.
Do you have a full set of teeth?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good, good. Okay. Is it a
I thought
cool
that was a
thing?
Fair question, I'll be honest.
What do you figure we're going to answer there, honey?
I don't know. I just want to know.
Well, I would put it under...
It is cool.
It's cool, but not a good idea.
If you're hot, and I will bet everything I've ever made and ever will make that is not the case. All right, that's it. I'm not even going to let her argue. I'm pretty. Sure you are, Kim. Okay.
It's not cool.
Hunter.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening, Hunter?
Not much. So I started having sex with my girlfriend, like, about a month ago.
Woo!
Yes.
And I know she's had a lot of sex. And she's my...
Why
she's
do
my
you know first. That?
Well, no, she's told me and stuff like that. But the thing is, she's...
Guys love to hear that, by the way.
Yeah,
they do.
I know. Like, seriously. But she hasn't, like, used protection, so what I was wondering is, like, she got checked out and stuff, and how much is, like, certain because she said she got a pap smear.
Pap smear will help predict whether she's got warts. But it won't say anything about herpes, chlamydia, anything else.
Just wear a condom and go to town.
Wear a condom.
and then that basically protects from everything or what?
Well, it reduces the risk of everything. Yeah,
you're
it doesn't protect
fine.
Completely, but it reduces the risk. If she's got herpes, that's pretty hard to protect yourself from.
Okay. Hey, and then one more thing.
Hey.
You can't get only one question per caller.
No, I don't hear it.
Come on.
All right,
so
all right, go ahead. It's a twofer. Right, it's
I've
a twofer.
I heard that birth control, it increases, like, a weight gain. And is that,
sometimes,
like, a myth or what?
The estrogen in birth control in some women will cause breast growth and weight gain.
You know what also causes weight gain? A kid.
Exactly. All right.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut him off there, but
oh,
I did.
Oh, man. Whatever you want here, buddy.
Let's go, Rachel.
Okay.
Rachel?
Yes.
Ooh, what's happening?
I'm excited to talk to you, Rachel.
Oh, I'm excited for you to talk to me, too.
You twisted it there at the end. I like that.
I have a question. I've been shaving completely since I was, like, in 90s.
Shaving what?
Shaving it.
What is it?
Your head?
No.
Your coolie cod?
Come on now. So
no, I'm just saying a coolie cod. I used to know a little kid that called it a coolie cod.
One of my friends used to call it a bobo. But I've been shaving since, like, ninth grade, which is 99. And I've gotten, like, you know, shaving bumps and stuff like that. And typically, you know, I know how to take care of shaving bumps. But, like, on my inside thigh, like, where my underwear rubs, I've got these, like, huge bumps, and they hurt, like, they're inside my skin.
Yeah, you've got ingrown hair, most likely.
That or carbuncles, and you need a doctor to look at that. Those can get pretty nasty.
And quit shaving it, and save up some dough and get the laser surgery and get it removed permanently.
Yeah, it would be nice if I could afford the laser surgery.
Or it may not be the ingrown hair. It may just be getting carbuncles, and it needs to be looked at, right?
Or you
May just be what?
Carbuncles, just abscesses you form in the sort of creases in your thighs.
I don't like when you say creases in the thighs.
That's awesome.
That doesn't sound hot at all.
No.
Sounds so yummy.
Yes. Well, there you go.
All right, Rachel.
Also, Dr. Drew, I had a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Since Adam's come off your show, which is, in my opinion, sort of a good thing because you never got a word in edgewise, you've become a lot more, I don't know, not really cynical, but, like, you've just become where you just can't handle some of the
calls. You nag!
Say what?
I didn't say anything.
That was a sound bite.
Oh, was that? Was that interesting?
There's a question here or is a statement?
No, well, my question is, like, are you starting to become, like, more not bored with the callers or anything?
Time to start listening, goddammit.
No, but it's just that the role I have to play is changing, and it will change yet again when we get somebody in here regularly, so I'm doing what I have to do for the show.
I understand.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah.
I can tell you, Rachel, that I feel a little hostility around him at times. He's like, like during the commercial breaks, it's very much be funny.
Damn it.
Yeah, and occasionally damn it's thrown in.
Yeah. Let's get a nice call in.
Oh, a nice call.
Yeah.
Rebecca?
Yeah? Hello?
How can we help you? You're on
the
air.
Heart of
You're
our enemy and we're going to eat it.
You're on Loveline.
Am I really talking to Daniel Tosh?
And Dr. Drew. I'll be honest. Which one's more exciting?
You, I think.
Oh, my God. what's up?
I don't have any really, like, important questions, but I just have to tell you that I love you so much. Mm-hmm. It's, like, insane. It's kind of scary.
Well.
You should be a little frightened, but not too much.
I will not. Thank you very much, Rebecca. And,
I was also wondering, Dr. Drew, when you're going to have Andy Milonakis come back?
Maybe in a couple weeks. We're looking at that.
Okay, Andy. I'm a really big fan of him.
If you had your choice,
Rebecca, Daniel, or Andy,
to go watch a movie with?
Oh, I can't pick both.
No, of course not. I'm not going to have a threesome with a fat kid.
The other will be shot.
Who said we were going to have a threesome? I thought we were seeing a movie.
No, I didn't mean
there's a date.
A threesome date.
There he is.
I didn't mean sex. So anyway, Rebecca, pick quickly.
Are you
I'm on the air. Just say me, for God's sake.
Okay,
thank you. She did. She did. Geez. Well done.
Okay.
See what Pavel's up
Pavel?
There.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you, Pavel? That's a very unusual name.
Pavel.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's good. Going on, buddy?
What can we help you with?
I just don't get this question. Like, what element is this? Something wrong.
Fine. No, I couldn't understand you, though. I'm sorry. I was
How about now?
That sounds much better.
What elements do you think is present in all proteins?
What element is present in all protein?
Nitrogen, hydrogen, and carbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Why did you want to call in with that question?
Well...
I had just a few questions more, but...
Like what?
Do you know, how does the paper made from wood?
Paper made from wood.
How is paper made from wood? You know, it's funny that you say that, because I've always thought, I've gotten off stage before, and people have said, "Hey, you're a pretty smart comic." And I always thought, if the world was as smart as me, nothing would exist. Like nothing. Like we wouldn't.
What do you mean?
We wouldn't have paper. I would have never realized. Oh, that would come from a tree.
Are you right? Like there'd be no technology.
None.
Yes.
There would be nothing.
If it were all up to you.
Like I can't even figure out how that rear view mirror button, how you can change the direction of it.
Yes.
You know, and
no, I am one.
And still see behind me.
I am with you. Yes.
Mind blowing.
How about the whole mirror thing? Where'd that come from?
Nothing.
How'd you invent that?
So, anyway, this guy's a freak. Yeah. Is he still on the phone?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean you. I meant the caller,
a few minutes ago.
Did you get all your questions answered? Pavel?
Oh, wow.
So you did a couple more. Well, obviously, we're no good with the paper question. What else you got?
I wonder when Rob Schneider's coming back.
Maybe.
Rob Schneider will be in here next Thursday.
Take me back to biology. I'm not, no.
No. Right. You got shot. You can't talk after you get shot. Doesn't he know the rules? Heather?
Oh, God help us.
Yes?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
Ask Dr. Drew a question immediately.
Okay. Now?
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, that
now.
Would be good.
Immediately or pause.
Okay. My mom was recently diagnosed with cancer, right? And my family says they think that I have a problem because I show no emotion. And
what kind of cancer?
Is that a problem?
What kind of cancer?
It was breast cancer, and then it was sort of spread everywhere.
And what? How's she doing with it?
She's not doing anything about it.
Why?
I don't know.
She's well, that must be kind of terrifying, right?
Just a little.
All right. And what emotion is it your family's wanting you to show?
I don't know. They say that I'm like empty. Like I don't show emotion when
you
talk.
Do you feel empty or numb?
Huh?
Do you feel empty or numb?
No.
All right. Not everybody has to be equally emotive with their feelings. Everyone has their own way of sort of showing things and sort of working things through. If something horrible happens to your mom and you feel empty and unable to express yourself, that's different than other people telling you, why can't you be as emotional as we are? That's just you, and that's fine. And you should begin to sort of examine what you're feeling, and you don't want to be sort of disappointed that you didn't, you know, have an opportunity to express some feelings to your mom or whatever, even if it's just to get her to get some more treatment, aggressive treatment, if that's what you want.
Why don't you fake it for her, your mother's sake?
How come she's not doing it? There are lots of aggressive breast cancer salvage procedures out there. How come she's not doing this? She had a lot of treatment?
No, she's nothing. She won't do anything. She won't go have a biopsy.
Why?
I don't know.
She's got a daughter that won't show emotion. What's the point?
I would gather the family together a little bit and see if you can maybe get her to be
more reasonable. We've never really been really close because my mom's always had really bad depression problems. And so I just sort of went my own way, and I helped take care of the other kids, and then that was really it.
I get it. You've always had to sort of swallow it and go on. But I don't know. It does sound like kind of an awful situation. And just make sure you're being clear about what you are feeling and what you want to do about things. That's all. Okay?
All right, Heather.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Wait, let's see what we got here.
Coming up.
Right. Coming up, Tommy. Tommy?
Tony.
Tony, I beg your pardon. What was he wanted to call about?
Can't you read?
Tony, what's up?
Nice doctor.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Hey. Tony.
Whatever.
Yeah, hey, what's the deal? What's going on?
T-O-N-Y, Tony.
All right, did you have something to say, Tony? I'm so sorry I took his call.
I just want to know, Dr. Drew, sorry if I...
Well, very good to drop the S-bomb. That was well done. Anything else? Anderson, I'm not going to let us talk to him. We'll come back to Tony.
Okay.
We'll take a break first.
We'll be back. You're listening to Loveline. Welcome back to Loveline. I'm Daniel Tosh, a comedian. I'm co-hosting tonight with Dr. Drew, and we left you with Tony. Tony, try not to swear and tell us what's going on.
Sorry, guys. Terribly
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
But yeah, my question is for Dr. Drew about my girlfriend's multiple orgasms. I'm just curious. This is one instance that happened, and she had one, and then a second later, 3 seconds later, she had another. I'm just not sure if it's, you know, if that's what really happened or if it kind of climbed up and went back down.
Well, women can have either one or sequential or multiple. Someone will have 30 or 40 every time they have or intercourse.
All right, so maybe it was just...
I know, it's a rare number, Dan.
30 or 40.
I understand you've never come across any of those.
No, if I came across 30 or 40, I'd feel my quota was complete for a good 6 months to a year.
You just kick back after that?
There you go. Time to play selfish.
Yeah, but hard to say. She probably... And women can have two, and they've just had two. One right after the other. They don't have to have a refractory period.
But like
men have to.
Was that a multiple, or did it just one and then kind of climb back down and went back to its peak?
That's multiple.
Can girls have multiple fake orgasms?
They can have that too, as Tony is pointing out.
Nah.
But here's the deal. This is how it breaks down. About 50% of women can only have orgasm with, say, oral sex. They don't have orgasm with intercourse. And that group tends to have one orgasm. There's a sort of intermediate group that can sometimes have orgasm with intercourse. And in that group are those that can sometimes have a couple, you know, one after the other, maybe even up to three or four. And then at the far end of that curve are women that don't like oral sex at all, but can have dozens and dozens of orgasms with intercourse.
Wow. Moral to the story, God hates women.
Or men, because...
Oh, what are you talking about? It's so easy for us. I don't care. I don't even need a woman, to be honest with you. It doesn't feel any different. An orgasm with a woman doesn't feel any different than an orgasm masturbating. True or false, Dr. Drew?
True.
Right? So,
I mean, it feels a little different.
No,
I mean,
it doesn't.
The experience is different.
Get on with my day. That's what I do. Dory.
Yes?
You're on with Dr. Drew. What's your question?
Every time my boyfriend and I have sex, like, afterwards, like, my cookie really hurts. And, like, my vaginal discharge turns, like, bright green. Like, you know, like, when you're sick.
What planet were you born on?
I'm sorry.
What planet were you born on?
Earth.
Okay. Is that normal, Dr. Drew, to have green discharge?
No, I'd say no. No, I put that as sort of Abby normal.
Is that a go to the doctor immediately?
Because, like, it freaks me out, but it's, like, only after we have sex, like...
So it's somehow the alchemy of the two of them together. Well, fascinating.
Yeah, but, like, after I take a shower, like, it stops. Like, it's totally normal, back to normal. It doesn't smell like anything.
You know, it probably is just a little blood mixed in with all the... You know, the different kinds of things you guys got going.
Yellow and blue make green. I remember that Ziploc commercial.
No, but it's like bright green. Like, you know, like when you're sick and your boogers are like really bright green?
First of all, you said cookie and boogers in the same phone call.
You ought to be checked out just to make sure it's not infection. Because yellow, green, all that does suggest infection just the way you're saying. And
are you saying there's mucus in her crotch?
Yes.
Mm. Sorry, Dory.
She blows real hard.
Like, I've been noticing lately, because I'm on maneuvering, and I've noticed, like, after sex, like, I get, like, tiny, like, tears on my cookie. I don't know what else to call it. I'm sorry.
I think that we might just try vagina or vulva. Those are good terms.
I like cookie.
But, you know, maneuvering, maybe that's contributing somehow to the color. The cuts,
like
the tears, I don't like that. I mean, herpes feels like tears on the outside there, so... Dory, whoever's giving you the maneuvering needs to take a look at things, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That was exciting. Any favorites here? Let's go.
Who's the co-host? That's good. Get a little positive thing going here.
Jeez.
Adam.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, Dr. Drew. You said that you might permanently get a co-host?
One of these days, we're working on it.
Yeah. Hey, this... Daniel Tosh is great, man.
We should take him, you think?
Oh.
Yeah, I think...
Adam?
I don't know.
I'm taking a pen out, and your vote is counted. That's one for me. 50 million for, please God, Adam Carolla, get fired from your morning show and come back and take over Loveline again.
Oh, man. No, you're really funny, man. Do you have, like, a Comedy Central special or something?
Sure, I have specials. Go to my website, danieltosh.com. I have no problem plugging. And there's a CD and everything on there, and steal that off of whatever pirate website you use.
Oh, that's cool, man. I had another question, actually, for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
We're
not sharing a headset, so you can...
What's that
I go to Cal State Fullerton, and I'm doing a paper on STDs, actually. I was wondering, what exactly is herpes, and what does it do?
It's a virus. It's a herpes virus. There's two types, type 1, type 2. They both occur anywhere in a mucosal surface. They actually can occur on the skin, too, even occasionally. Something called herpetic whitlow. There's herpetic eye infection. Anywhere that it gets in, penetrates the dermis or the mucosal surface, it can cause an infection. It causes a primary outbreak, which is clustered vesicles on what's called erythematous base, and gets into the nerve and sort of hides out in the nerve gang.
I hope you're recording this.
And so anyway, it's look.
What it is it's a relationship closer.
Go read about it. It's very simple. It's on any website. But don't leave out, you know, there's chancroid, LGV. There's lots of good STDs that people don't write or think about that you ought to be aware of if you're going to really do a paper about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you, Adam, for your vote, by the way.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, if I would love to come back on your show whenever you'd like me, but...
Okay, we'll have you back. This will be fun.
I've got gigs in Tulsa that I don't want to cancel.
Don't cancel anything for this. Don't cancel. When are you going to Tulsa?
No, I'm kidding.
You've got some travel coming up, though, right?
I am off. I don't know. I'm going to be in Ontario in the California area next week.
May 10th, I believe.
10th through the weekend, whatever. Check that out if you're in that area.
We got to take a break.
Take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to...
No.
I'm not going to tell you who
we're going to wrap up and wrap down.
Oh, the show's over. What a great show. My vote was positive. Welcome back. That was it. I did my first show touching the buttons and everything. That was exciting.
It was good. You did a great job.
Thank you for letting me
really,
do this.
Really, really interesting. Very good.
I was excited. That was definitely very nice. Thank you, Dr. Drew. Everybody here at Loveline. Anderson, I appreciate it.
Hope you'll come back again soon. We'll sort of interrupt one of your trips to Lincoln, Nebraska or something.
I would love you to interrupt one of those trips. Those people are horrible.
Oh, Lincoln too, not just Omaha.
Oh, the whole state.
Nice.
That's why there's storm chasers, just to get out of that place any way you can. That's why they're all obese, so they'll stay on the ground.
That's Daniel Tosh. Where should we look for you?
I'll be at the Improv. Check my website. Buy a CD. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Maybe you'll hear me here someday.
DanielTosh.com.
Sure.
And, tomorrow night, Be Real. Later, Godsmack. Danny Bonaducci. Jeff Probst. We'll see you then. Till then, good night and stay well.
And I've always dated girls. I'm a lesbian, or kind of. And
Why kind of? Why can't? If you've always dated girls, you are a dyke.